My name's Stephen Gilardi. I live in Victoria, so Thornbury, Victoria, Melbourne. I'm just a dude in a band who wanted to put together a show for the cause for the Mary River Turtles. Yeah, so last night was a benefit gig, so there was lots of bands playing, and it was just a big show so that we could try and raise funds and raise awareness for the situation that the Mary River Turtles is in.
So this is a bunch of punk bands from Melbourne who actually care about a turtle up in country Queensland.
Yep. So it was really good. I mean, hearing the news that I think it was in February that it's, gone critically endangered, so it's one of the most endangered reptiles now on the planet, I think that really sparked the interest for a lot of people. Like, it's a very unique animal, so seeing it and then seeing the pictures, I just saw an opportunity because, it does look like a little punk turtle. So
it does. It is a punk turtle, and it breathes through its bum. Did you know that as well?
Yeah.
We call it the bum breather up here.
Yeah, I know. I've been told.
So how did the night go?
Yeah, it went really well. We had a really good turnout, raised lots of awareness. That was like the biggest goal, I think. A donation, any donation would be great.
Yeah.
But raising awareness for the situation, I had so many people come up to me and say, yeah, I didn't even know, what this turtle was, and now I'm looking into it and everything like that. I had people message me that couldn't come and said, I've donated.
Wow, that is so awesome. And I saw little badges you had made with the Mary River Turtle on it as well.
Yeah, so the event was held at Bombay Rock, which is a venue here in Melbourne. And the venue runners actually made the badges.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they made them and put them on the bar. And, just if you pop a donation into the tin, grab a badge. So that was really cool. And they really went all the way for us.
So, Stevie, how do you reckon you're going to keep following the Mary River Turtle and keep trying to support it? Is it going to become like a little bond between Melbourne and up here with the turtle?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, I've been chatting to, so where all our donations are going to is Tiaro Landcare.
Mm-hmm.
So you might know them, yeah, a conservation group up there. And I think, yeah, it has become a little kind of a bond thing. Like, I wrote that in my write-up that, the thing I love about the punk rock community is that, we all kind of stick together.
Yep.
So now our little mate's in trouble, so it's time to stick together for him.
Absolutely awesome. And a lot of people just think, punk music, it's raw and emotional, but it's giving back now as well.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Like, it is very raw and emotional, but I think that comes from that place of, wanting to help each other out and stand up for each other.
So, Stevie, what do you reckon about bringing a show up here one time, up to Queensland, and playing to some of our turtle lovers up here?
That would be absolutely amazing. I would love to do that. It would definitely on the cards at some point. Like, my band is keen as to do it. There's so many good bands up in Queensland as well. Like, the Brisbane scene is awesome, so definitely on the cards.
If you come up here, I promise you, I'll introduce you to Mary River Turtle.
Oh, that would be so good.
There's actually a big statue of one in a town called Tyro, and I always kiss its little nose whenever I go past it.
Is there really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
a
big Mary River Turtle is statues in the main street there, so you can kiss it on the nose next when you come up.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, definitely will.
Avoid the bump.
Yeah.